This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The woes of Netflix, 200,000 of them. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. For the first time in more than a decade, Netflix is losing subscribers. The company said it lost 200,000 users in its first quarter. Its original forecast was that it would add 2.5 million. Now, the streaming platform says it's considering offering a lower-priced version with ads. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here with the details. So, Kristen, why are viewers leaving Netflix?
The company has a whole list of reasons. It's suspended service in Russia since the country invaded Ukraine. That's 700,000 subscribers alone. It says subscriptions have fluctuated during the pandemic, and it says it's losing money to password sharing.
Just asking for a friend here, but does this mean users are going to have to stop borrowing their friends' accounts?
Not yet. Netflix says it doesn't have plans to stop password sharing, but it's testing subscription models that will allow it to capture some of the money lost from shared accounts. Worldwide, 100 million households are watching through shared accounts.
So instead, the company might focus on running ads on the platform?
Yeah, Netflix has long been against that model, but CEO Reed Hastings says maybe this is something customers want. Other streaming services like Hulu offer lower-priced subscriptions that include commercials. And as competition in the streaming space grows, people have become more price-sensitive.
Yeah, is part of this the fact that we've got serious inflation and, you know, people are watching their discretionary spending?
Yes, but that's not all Netflix is worried about. It's competing against movie theaters, which are seeing more customers again, and video games, an industry that's actually bigger than movies and music combined. And it's competing against content on TikTok and YouTube.
All right. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How is air travel recovering from the pandemic? We will get the latest insight into that when United Airlines reports quarterly results later today. One of the main challenges for the airline industry these days is how expensive it's gotten to fuel up the planes, Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
A few things are driving up the price of plane tickets. Demand is strong, labor is in short supply, and jet fuel has gotten a lot more expensive.
Right now, prices are up more than 50% versus where they were at the beginning of the year.
Haley Berg is an economist with the travel app Hopper. She says those costs are getting passed on to customers, but demand isn't slowing down.
We actually have seen just continued flowing bookings.
That tracks with what Helene Becker has seen. She follows the airline industry at Cowen.
There's so much pent-up demand from people who have been fearful of traveling.
A lot of people who haven't been on vacation or visited family in 2 years are willing to pay top dollar.
We're not so worried about demand destruction.
Not for the summer season, anyway. If inflation keeps up and airfare stays expensive, Becker says folks might reconsider their fall travel plans. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%. Dow and S&P futures are up in the 1 to 0.2% range, with the Dow future up 66 points. NASDAQ futures are down about 0.1%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.868%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, the Education Department announced it'll expand access to a student loan debt forgiveness program. The department says the plan would bring more than 3.5 million people closer to getting their debt canceled. About 70% of Americans under the age of 41 who have student debt say they've delayed at least one major financial decision because of it. That's according to a new study out today from Bankrate. But nearly 60% say they feel the education their student loans bought improved their career and earning potential. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The most common thing people with student loans have put off doing is saving for emergencies and retirement. Also on the list, buying a house, getting married, and having kids.
It makes sense. You know, the average student loan payment is about $400 a month.
Naomi Zodi is a professor at the City University of New York.
That's the money that they would have spent to take whatever is the next financial step they would have taken. So, you know, that displaces a lot of disposable income, especially in the beginning of your career.
Putting off big financial moves because of student loans is more common for younger people, for people living in the Northeast and the West, and for Black people, largely because of the racial wealth gap, says Feniba Otto at UNC Chapel Hill.
Black borrowers are much more likely to accumulate more debt, graduate with debt, and Black borrowers have higher rates of default and delinquency, so struggle with repayment quite a bit.
But even those who are putting off big things like saving or buying a house still feel, for the most part, that going to school was worth it. About 60% say they wish they'd done something differently, worked more while in school, found scholarships, or gone to a cheaper college. But just 10% say that in hindsight, they wouldn't have gone at all. Otto says that makes sense.
Higher education is still probably one of the strongest predictors of financial security and stability within our society.
So even though the financial risks and drawbacks of going to college and graduate school have gone up, most people, when they do the cost-benefit analysis, still feel it's worth it. Greg McBride at Bankrate says there's a lot of evidence that it is.
The unemployment rate for college graduates is half those that didn't go to college. There's a lifetime earnings premium of nearly $1 million for those that get a college degree. So there are very definitely some long-term benefits.
But he says they come at a short-term cost. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.